Safety Max Oxendine. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Start with you, Rick. Quite a season a year ago for your guys, 9-4. You win a share of the CAA title, advance to the second round of the playoffs. What did that accomplishment mean for your program, and how much momentum does it provide going into this year?
Last year was a lot of fun. I think it's always a great way to for the seniors to go out and leave a legacy, and that's something we always talk about is kind of having something where when you look back in 5 to 10 years of kind of what you did for the program, did you leave it better than you found it? And I certainly think that they did that. But as in anything, this is a new year. It's new challenges for us. It's a new opportunity to prove that we have the ability to still play at a high level. You know, it certainly gave us some momentum going into the offseason. It was a humbling defeat against Holy Cross. And, you know, in retrospect, it's probably a good thing because I think it gives us some things to look after in the film room to work at and lets us know that we're ultimately not where we want to be. And that's to be a national champion. So, you know, it's great. But I think it isn't anything. You know, you got to fight that entitlement. You got to fight complacency, and past performances don't dictate future success. So this is a new team. It's a new identity. It's a new group of leaders, new group of seniors, you know, and I think our guys are ready for the challenges here. But this is the most deep conference in the entire country. Everybody knows that from top to bottom. You know, we added two powerhouses in NCAA&T and then Campbell, and those guys can beat anybody. And we know that. So every single week is going to be a dogfight. We got to be prepared. We got to make sure that we do everything we need to do throughout fall camp and get better as a unit, offensively, defensively, on special teams, and continue to make sure that we're forging this program into the future.
Last season, I don't remember exactly where you were in the poll, but it was into the middle of the pack or lower pack. You guys end up winning the league. This year, you're pick number two. You're in all the net preseason national rankings. Is there any different mentality as you go into the season?
No, I think you're right. I think whatever, we were ninth last year. And, you know, over the last decade, I think there's a lot of teams outside the top five or six that have been picked in those preseason polls that have come to be a top one or two team. So I think all it does when you get picked lower, it puts little added incentive to prove people wrong. And I'm sure people that were picked this year at the bottom are thinking the same exact thing. And all it does, if you get picked at the top of the conference, it allows you to potentially think you better than you are. So we can't do that. And as I mentioned, this is such a great conference and with elite coaches, elite student athletes, it's a privilege to be a part of it. So, you know, for us, we just need to become the best version of ourselves, you know, work day in and day out, you know, to keep establishing a legacy of success here. And I think that's what, over the last 2+ decades, that's what you come to expect. And, you know, our goal always is to be a playoff caliber team. We certainly have the makeup for that. You know, but at the end of the day, we need to prove it. We need to prove it week in and week out. Before we can even think about that opener against Stonehill, you know, we have to have an extremely competitive and combative camp. And I know our guys are eager. I think it's been a really awesome, you know, really good off season. You know, we set a record for the amount of guys that we had up here this summer, and they're eager and ready to go.
First question today from Kyle Kenson. Go ahead, Kyle.
I'm going for Dylan. You know, in this age of the transfer portal and everything, when guys blow up, sometimes they, you know, tend to kind of move on for the next opportunity. What is it about UNH that kept you committed and kept you building up the program for another year?
Sorry, Kyle, who was that for, my man? We got Max, and now we got Max. Both Maxes here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. That's my bad. But Coach, I do have one for you, though. With this being, you know, with one full year kind of under your belt now, what's been the biggest difference in being in that second year as opposed to the first full year?
Probably just the confidence in making decisions. I think the hardest thing about kind of sitting in the corner office and in the big chair is, you know, having those uncomfortable conversations with players that maybe aren't living up to programmatic standards, or kind of having those conversations on where guys fall in the depth charts and stuff like that. And I think just getting more comfortable doing those things. And then, you know, as you go through it for a year, you kind of catalog everything and you have certain systems in place that work well, things that didn't work well, you know, things that are staples that you want to make sure are foundations of our success. And then things that we got to tweak. So just being able to go through it and kind of come up with a yearly plan of some things that we felt like what worked really well for us was great. It's a little bit easier when you're mapping out preseason camp, already going through one and sitting down as the coaches, you know, how, you know, when to have days off and, you know, when to have certain, you know, days when you're going to ramp it up and then ramp it back down and all those little nuances that, go into it. So just having a better plan in place is certainly, you know, something that, that's been great so far this offseason.
And then Chip the other day said that you guys were golfing a couple of weeks ago. Did he have anything to impart on you? And who shot the lower score?
I might have the second lowest score out of 40 guys in the tournament. Actually, I don't know if Coach Trishiani's not on here. We played as well, and I beat him by a couple strokes, so we'll give that little plug in there. But he did beat me when we were in Florida, so we're 1-1 this offseason. No, he basically just said, you know, continue to lead from the front, lead with passion, enthusiasm. He did, you know, let me know it's going to be much harder this year, guys. And, you know, as you know, we're not sneaking up on anybody. We certainly relished that underdog mentality last year. We played it, you know, I almost played it weekly in my pregame speeches and, you know, everybody, you know, wrote you off and all those things. And that isn't the case. You know, we definitely garnered some respect, which is tremendous. But with that comes great responsibility. You know, we have to prove that we are a team that can live up to that week in and week out. But I love our senior leadership right now. I think are the captains and the guys that we have that have been here for 5 or 6 years have gone through some hardship, have, you know, obviously, you know, they righted the ship last year. And now they're eager to prove that we can continue to do that again.
Thank you.
This one for Max Bresmer. Max, you said I had to sit out the 2021 season with the injury, but last year you come back and throw for over 3,000 yards, 27 touchdowns. How rewarding was that year? And then what's been the offseason plan to take it to even a different level this season?
Yeah, so I think that injury year brought some good things, and obviously the bad part's always the injury, but you have to learn how to turn that into something positive. And I had a really good team around me, and seeing – you know, them still grinding and trying to, you know, dig it out the rest of the season was really inspiring. And it kind of helped me get there and kind of changed my role a little bit. And I think bringing that to the next season, it allowed me to kind of blend in with the team again. And there wasn't any, you know, there was no hesitation with the team when I came back, and I thank them a lot for that. And I think that's the reason we did so well last year. And, you know, propelling to the next season, you know, we have an unbelievable team, unbelievable defense and offense and special teams unit. I'm really excited to start again. I think we have the guys to do it. We have the mindset to do it, and I'm really excited to start.
And Max, you've also dealt with a bunch of injuries in your career, but last year got to play all year long, 56 tackles. How rewarding was it for you after everything you've been through to be part of a team that won a CAA championship?
It was definitely good to be back. I know the season I missed, it was certain times where I was afraid to really speak up because I'm a leader, but that time period, it was very difficult, like Max said, but being able to be back last year definitely got my confidence back up. And this offseason, I really focused on just leading from the front and just being first one in, last one out, and just really leading and showing the young kids the way.
Yeah, question from Azar. Go ahead, Azar.
Hey, this question is for Coach. First of all, how's it going, Coach?
Doing well, Azar. How we doing, my man?
Good, good. You had a lot of happy bus rides home last season. So the questions I want to ask, first question is, you're one of the very few coaches and teams that like to run the ball. I like that about this team. Like they don't go away from running. I think that helped you in a lot of games. But also, especially with the big question, you know, in upper NFL, and they're talking about with running backs in the carries. With Dylan this year, are you going to, because he had a lot of carries, he got a lot of yards. Are you going to kind of split that to kind of take the toll off of him this season? Or is it just be running back by committee? I mean, that's the first question.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And I think first and foremost, you know, Dylan's a workhorse. He's one of our hardest working guys. I think he's done a great job in the offseason preparing his body for the physical toll and the pounding that's about to come from this elite conference. And he wants the ball in his hands every single play. You know, with that being said, we definitely have to be smart and judicious in how we kind of hand out his carries. We certainly moved them around, you know, without giving away too much schematic stuff that we're going to do. We moved them around a little bit in the spring and spread them out and did some different things. The good thing with Dill, he's versatile. You know, he can play slot receiver. We can do some more two back sets, cause I really like the young guys that we have, you know, Miles Thompson and, you know, some other guys that we have in the program that I think are going to be really good players for us. So, you know, it's just finding creative ways to keep them involved, but also, I also think that, you know, last year we were a little bit of receiver by committee. We wanted to run the ball. We wanted to establish a ground game. We want to control the clock, kind of muddy the waters per se and win the game ugly. You know, I think we have some guys that have stepped up a lot, you know, Joey Corcoran, DJ Lincoln, some guys, you know, we have a transfer, Logan Tomlinson, who's going to be really good for a player for us. That's turning some heads already being in the program. So, you know, and also we didn't know how Max was going to be last year, kind of coming back off injury. And, you know, if you turn on the tape and take a look at it from a critical eye, you know, I think as the season went along, he did such a great job getting the ball out of his hands, you know, protecting the ball and then making some big plays down the field. So I think Max has the ability to open the game up more than we did last year. You know, we're going to trust him to run the offense. And certainly we got to protect Dill a little bit, but also at the same time, we're going to make sure that we give our playmakers the ball and find ways to win games.
To piggyback off that, if I could just ask one more question. This is questions for Daniel and Max. Last year, you guys, at least on the offensive side, you complimented everything. Like you know, somebody wanted to run up the score, you guys were able to compete with them that way, especially like Max, you being on defense. If you guys wanted to run the ball and somebody wanted to grind out with you, you showed them you can play right along with them. Coming into this season, it's on a scale of 1 to 10, being 10 the highest, how excited are you looking to come back in there and show that's not a fluke? Because I think with some teams we've seen in previous years with the conference, a team will do great 1 year and then the next year it kind of seems so-so, or maybe the hangover, or as Coach Nick Saban would say, the poison, drinking the poison.
Right poison, yeah.
Yeah, right poison, right. How excited are you guys looking forward to showing that just wasn't a fluke last year?
So I'm assuming is that directed for both Max?
Yeah, for both of you guys. Brian, you want to start? Yeah, go ahead and start.
Comes up a lot on the team here. I think we're very excited. I think last year, one thing we worked on a lot coming into this offseason was starting off quick. I think we did a lot of catching up, like you said. We were a big fourth quarter team, third and fourth quarter team, and we started off kind of slow in the first, you know, half the season. And I think that was something that, you know, we're still working on and still grinding and getting done. But I think coming to this year, I think that's what I expect to see most from this team. It's starting to be aggressive super early, first quarter right out of the jump, scoring points and putting points on the board early, because we're always going to be a fourth quarter team and we're going to finish no matter what. So when we get up early, that gas is not going to let off. It's going to continue to drive the score up. So I think, you know, we have, again, the mindset to do it, the guys to do it, the coaching staff to do it. I think, especially this veteran team, I think we understand what we have to do to get there. So I think you guys are going to see a new and improved, I think, from last year. I think last year we had a really good team, obviously, and we did what we needed to do to get there. But now we know what we need to do to get farther down the season. So I think that's what you're going to see from us.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like we're going to hit the ground running this year. Like Max said, we have a veteran group. We have a bunch of guys in the back end, specifically that have played a multitude of games. We have several different people who have started. And then up front, obviously, we have Josiah and my big man, Flex. And I feel like they're going to just make everything a lot easier for us and definitely make next year, going into next year, just as easy as possible.
We'll finish up this afternoon with Dan Steenkamer. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks, Rob. And this will be for Coach Santos, but also it's on the offensive side of the ball. So if Max wants to jump in, has thoughts as well, certainly would be appreciated that. Coach Santos, with one of the rule changes this offseason being no longer stopping the clock after first downs outside of 2 minutes, I've just been asking various coaches, kind of get an idea of a feel for, are there strong opinions about this? Of course, it's a change of rules for pace of play reasons, it seems like, but it could change your game management. Maybe you lose four or five plays total that would otherwise be available to you in a game. Just kind of what are your thoughts about that? How long it could take to adjust to this rule change? And then I guess it's a triple barrel question in a way, but having Max at quarterback, does that help as well? Kind of knowing he's an experienced guy running the offense in a little bit different circumstances with the rules.
Yeah, great question. You know, we've talked about, but I don't think it's anything that's truly going to change our philosophy and game plan on offense. You know, we historically have been an up-tempo spread team, you know, philosophically didn't care about time possession. It was all about maximizing number of possessions and plays in a game, scoring as many points as we could. Last year, we kind of flipped that on the head a little bit. We went a little more pro style. We huddled every single time. We wanted to win the time of possession battle. You know, with that being said, you still got to make sure you do a great job on those critical downs and third and fourth downs and move the chain. So, you know, if we have a similar type offense in last year, it probably helps us a little bit. We can burn a little more clock. But I also think now, you know, having a veteran quarterback like Max, you know, he has the ability to go under center and hand the ball off, play action, see the defense, you know, have the drop back scheme from under. We can run a whole gamut of plays from the gun and from the spread system. So I think it just allows us now to open the offense up. And he's going to make great decisions. You know, Max is a football junkie. You know, I joke all the time, he's an extension of the coaching staff. He watches more film than probably any of us on staff. He's in there on Mondays. And, you know, last year, once we got comfortable with him, he was basically had his hand in some of the game plan. And hey, what do you see here? What do you want to run versus coverage? So we very much have all the faith in the world of him making great decisions and kind of going from there. So I definitely think it's something that you got to think about. But we're going to run our offense as we see fit, and we're going to trust that our guy 1-6 is going to make great decisions.
Max, if you wanted to follow up on that, I mean, it's just me hearing that you got to be involved a little bit in game planning last season. How gratifying was that for you, and how much do you kind of enjoy tackling that challenge too?
Yeah, I think that's kind of a point in my career, which, you know, for every quarterback, it's kind of expected at the higher level as you kind of go through a career. That's kind of something that's consistent with quarterbacks, is you want to be as much of the coaching staff as you can, but also, you know, be a leader of the team. And because, you know, with the coaching staff, that obviously they see the coaching staff differently, but you're able to communicate those messages more efficiently sometimes to the team when you can. I think that's brought a lot of confidence on my end, just knowing that, one, they believe me, but I also believe in them a lot. I've never had a better coaching staff in my life, so I'm grateful to be a part of this team. I think part of the two-minute rule, I think I don't see a change in our offense. I think it will be different just because, you know, obviously I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but towards the end of each half, right, second and fourth quarter, after that two-minute mark is when the clock starts stopping. So I think that brings the confidence in the defense part. I think we have one of the best defenses in the country. And, you know, allowing them to get on the field and stop the offense from getting those points gives us the ball back in our hands towards the end of those second and fourth quarters. Like I said, we're a team that is resilient, and we finish, and we're gritty. And so I think that, you know, with that part, we can take advantage of those second and fourth quarters, closing out the half and closing the game out.
All right, guys, thanks so much for doing this with us this afternoon. Appreciate it. Look forward to watching the season, and hope you're able to have the same level of success.
Thank you.
That concludes our CAA Football Media Day. Appreciate all the media members, the coaches.